This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tidy, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Afternoon, Australia. Welcome to Friday, Carrie Bickmore.
I've never needed a Friday more than I need it today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, mate. The weekend's nearly upon us.
It is.
Are you going to...
You know what excites me about the weekend being here?
What?
Is that it's almost Monday and that's when we start recruiting people to come on our Spice Girls trip.
Oh, ooh, I nearly forgot that. I nearly forgot.
What are you going to do? People download the app or your local station app?
Yeah. And can people buzz? Can people get fake identities and then download it a multiple number of times? They go out.
I reckon if you've got multiple Gmail accounts, do it that way.
Get on.
Don't know if you'll get more than one, though.
In keeping with that theme, it's time for my booty drop. Drop it like it's hot. Let's go. Big Moore's booty drop. I feel like it's appropriate that we do a Spice Girls track.
Yeah, I'm no detective, but I thought it was going that way.
Did you?
Yes. Because I noticed your list is heaps shorter than it usually is this week, and it's only got Spice Girls songs written on it, so I thought it was going to be a Spice Girls
They're
song.
They're on heavy rotation at the moment.
Yes.
Spice up your life.
Yes.
How about that? Get you in the mood for Monday.
Yep, Monday, of course, being the day that we give away our first trip to London to see the Spice Girls and to Italy with Husey and Kate. That's the Spicy Meatball Tour kicks off Monday. You just got to download the Hit app or your local station app. This is Bickmore's Booty Drop.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, I feel like we've progressed along in our relationship, our friendship.
Yeah, Sonda tried to make us kiss.
No, that I feel like now we don't need to discuss everything we're going to do before we do the show. So often it'll just say Tommy on the show, right? Or Carrie. And then you just bring me something on the show and I go along with it, right? Mm. We have this trust.
Yeah, we do. Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Right. So I want to do something with you now.
Fantastic.
But I just want you to agree before we get into the break that you are going to fulfill the requirements of this break. I do everything you need me to do. The other day, you cable tied you and cut you free. Actually, you cut yourself free, but same.
Hang on. So I didn't know what was happening in that break, and all that happened was you cable tied my wrists together.
Oh, was that my break?
And I had to get out of it.
Yeah.
I had no chance.
That all came up me,
no option to go along with it. My hands were cable tied.
Will you know how some people say,
my hands are tied?
Yeah.
My hands were literally tied. Yeah, I'll come along for that.
Anything? You promise you'll do it.
Oh, God. Sandra, is Carrie going to try and make us kiss?
I hope so.
Because this is getting ridiculous. Yes.
Okay, yes? Great. Okay. So,
yeah.
You know how last week,
I'm just nervous.
Last week, Addie was sick with the cold.
No, I'm not doing it. You're going to try and make me suck snot out her nose, and I don't want to do it. This is disgusting.
Sonda brought in this little contraption.
Okay, hang on.
Called it Frida? Frida?
A nose Frida.
A nose Frida. And what you do is you stick...
No. Waterboard me before you do this.
You stick this tube up the baby's nose. I'd never seen one of these things before. And then at the other end is something you suck with, and you suck out their snot, but you don't suck the snot into your mouth. It gets absorbed into a little padded thing in the middle.
No, when Sonda did this, she didn't use that contraption, and she sucked straight out of her kid's nose.
Did you? That's rank.
When I ran out of filters.
No.
Whatever it takes.
You got to put the filter in there to absorb the nasal
this
stuff.
Snot rocket hitting the back of your throat, and then you're choking on it like an oyster getting lobbed in your esophagus.
Okay, that's not what happened when I did it. I just got all the little boogers out, and they all went in this tube, and I didn't have to touch any of it.
Hang on. Addie's not here.
No. What?
Addie's not here.
No, I know.
What?
So I want you to suck out my snot because I've now got a cold.
Oh!
No,
Buzz.
You know, it doesn't, none of it goes in your mouth.
I'll get a cold.
No, it doesn't go in your mouth. I've sterilized the contraption.
I'm still sucking the snot air in.
No, you don't. This is this thing here. Nothing passes it, so it all goes into the filter. You're just breathing air in. You're not breathing. You're not breathing my air. You're breathing clean air. Come on, take one for the team. So come over here.
I don't know if I can watch this.
Come on.
Buzz. Okay, hang on.
We're a team. I've got a cold, and for me to perform at my best, I need my nose to be unblocked.
You don't sound blocked. You don't sound at all blocked. And I actually I actually said when I rocked up today, I said, how are you? And you said, feeling great, tip top, 100%. Okay, I'm going to give it one aggressive suck and then we're never doing this again. And you owe me big time.
Don't suck too hard. I don't want my brains to go out.
I'm, oh my God.
None of it goes into your mouth.
Oh, bull,
it's,
mate.
It doesn't, mate. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it to my daughter. It's gross. Are you crying?
No, I just don't want to do it. Okay. On the count of three, just rip it off like a Band-Aid.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not. Don't breathe too hard, remember.
I'm going to. One. You count. Okay. Just down from three.
One.
Yes.
Two. No.
Yes.
Go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, feeling so I can breathe again.
Oh my god.
Oh, there we go.
I don't want to do radio anymore.
Happy Friday, everybody. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. Tell the people what you just told me.
I'm not sure what the people want to know.
They do, definitely do.
I don't know if
I
they
am
do,
the
mate.
People, and I can tell you I want to know.
You're not the people, you're person. Buzz is the people.
Okay.
And I want to hear.
Is Sonda the people?
Sonda.
Can I be, please?
Yeah, Sonda, you can be the people.
Thank
do you want to hear?
Yeah, I'm desperate to hear this.
So,
mm-hmm.
I only recently got a blue tick on Instagram.
Really?
And, yeah.
That took you a while.
I know.
Is it based on number of people or just how famous you are? Or
no, I don't know. Christian had to do it. He made it happen.
Oh,
somehow.
So you didn't even get it organically. You had
to plead
for it.
They certainly didn't offer. No, like everything in my life. I was on my hands and knees going, please. But I thought, well, because I have the blue tick, if I message people, it will come up with a blue tick. So maybe people will notice more.
Ah, yes.
And so I thought, well, maybe this is a great chance to just message people in the world that I really wanted to message.
So hold on. So when you direct message them, it'll go up the top because you're a blue tick person
too. It won't. Yeah, it'll go up the top. Mm. But also I figure if they're just flicking through, maybe they'll notice a blue tick and think, oh, that's a bit weird.
Who's famous?
Some big dogs messaged me. And so I thought, well, who do I want to really message in the world? Of course, my favourite rappers. And so I've one a day. I've started it.
One a day?
Yeah.
You're setting yourself or you're restricting yourself. It's like a diet.
Well, I don't want to be desperate. So.
Mate, this is already, this is the sort of thing people do to you and you go, oh my God, people have been DMing me.
I don't say that. I say, oh great, people have been DMing me. Mm. Awesome. Fantastic. Keep it up. I mean, don't send me five a day like some of you weirdos. But So
what do you say to them?
It's really lame. They're like,
Is it? It's funny.
It's no, not funny. Real, just fanboy.
Oh my God!
So where should it? Do you want me to start? So I've done two so far.
Okay, yeah. Who are they to?
The first one was to these are people that people aren't going to know. So the first one was a rapper called Immortal Technique, and
how would I know him?
You wouldn't.
Okay,
you wouldn't. But he's awesome.
Yeah,
not in the system.
No.
Not in the system, no.
Yeah. And I said, just sending you some love from Australia Tech, because me and him are, you know, listening to Tech.
God.
Exclamation mark. Revolutionary Volume 2 is still one of my favourite records.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hope you're well, brother. And then I did that emoji.
Hope you're well, brother.
Yeah, and I did that emoji.
The praying
the prayer
one.
Emoji.
Hmm?
The prayer emoji.
Yeah, the prayer one.
Why
yeah.
are you praying?
No, because it's just like, hope you're well. Like that, right?
Isn't that hands up? Like, hope you're well. Like,
did I get that wrong?
I think that means you're sending prayers.
I was.
Prayers hoping, that he'll answer.
Prayers that he'll write back. Guess what? Wrote back.
No.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
What's up, brother? thanks for the love, man. Much appreciated. I just followed you back.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. And so I thought.
I mean,
so
we don't know who he is, but wow.
Well, I've been too scared to post because I'm like, oh, because you know when you newly follow someone. Well, it comes to the top of your feet. And so I'm like, man, it's got to be cool enough for Immortal Technique. So now I'm trying to think of all these things that a gangster rapper would find cool to post.
Oh, no, don't.
I got nothing.
That'd be
nothing.
Weird.
Anyway, so I thought I'm onto
why don't
a good
you get
thing
a tattoo with him and then post that?
That's not a bad idea. Although remember when I got my Arnie's face shaved into the back of my head, like bald into the back of my head for when I met Arnie. And I was like, Arnie, I've got your face shaved in the back of my head. And he goes, uh-huh. And that was it. And
well, then I had to he'd have weirder stuff than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was on a roll, so I thought I'd message Lupe Fiasco. And,
who's that again?
Oh, you wouldn't know again. We'd have some Lupe, though. He did a song, Battle Scars, with Guy Sebastian.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him. Mm. Scars,
he's the one that goes, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I wrote to him and I said, hey, Lupe.
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I said, much love from Australia, Lupe.
Because I want going him, with the same gear.
Well, I want him to know that it's come because they might go, oh, exotic. Right. Blue tick and exotic.
Okay.
Much love from Australia, Lupe. I saw you years ago at the Melbourne Zoo and you
what?
Were, yeah, I did. Look, no, you're doing a gig, not just.
Oh, just roaming the zoo.
I saw you checking out the meerkats, bro. and then I finished off with the same thing. It says, I hope you're well, brother. And then I did the praying emoji again.
Stop the praying emoji. And has he got back to you?
He hasn't got back to me yet.
But, no, he's so, too busy at the zoo.
He's probably still checking out the lions. It's really good. So tomorrow, I've already got.
Oh, who's on the cards for tomorrow?
Tim-O-Matic.
Harry Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Now, we love kick-ass women on this show.
Bloody oath.
And our next guest is a published author, former Rudd Gillard advisor, just yes. knows everything that you need to know about politics.
Yep, she has one of those resumes that make the rest of us look like we've been doing nothing.
Absolutely. She's a mum. I was about to say she's a hubby. She's a hubby. She has a hubby. She's a partner. She's beating brain cancer. And I don't think there's anything you can't do, Jamila Rizvi. Welcome to the program.
Wow, what an intro.
Is there nice. Anything you can't do? Because everything I see you turn your hand at, you nail.
Oh, my gosh. You should see some of my cooking efforts.
Are you a bad cook?
Oh, I'm trying to be a good cook. I've decided I find cooking and baking therapeutic, but I have not yet attained any level
too.
Of skill.
Right.
Yeah, so it's sort of, yeah, it's a process.
Well,
it's a process.
It doesn't have to be good cooking to be therapeutic, does it?
No, because it's about the doing.
It's like the painting. You see painting that people do painting for cathartic reasons.
And I tried
that.
I was bad at that too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I tried knitting, bad at that too.
Please tell me you didn't reduce yourself to the adult colouring in book.
I've seen a post.
Oh, no, you have. I'm so sorry.
No comment.
What have? Because you've had a lot of time lately. You've been going through radiation. You've had a lot of time where you would have had to be sitting on your backside feeling pretty ordinary, bored, because I can imagine you're a woman that loves to do a lot of things. What do you do when you're sitting there and you're trying to fill your days and you're trying to feel positive?
Well, I'm a bit of a sad person in that I just filled that with election coverage. I thought that the election campaign was particularly well-timed for me personally, which meant that I spent most of my time on Twitter and reading way too many hot takes, in the same way that I've spent most of today reading Game of Thrones hot takes.
Yes, right.
And I'd like some more.
Please don't tell me anything that's happened. I'm not up to date.
Did you predict the election?
I did not predict the election. I had my money, my hypothetical money on a narrow, Shorten win, like many people.
Yes, you didn't have the $1 million. You weren't the person that had the $1 million in Shorten.
If I had $1 million, I would spend it differently.
Yep, good.
Jamila, last time we spoke to you, I believe you just had a very successful surgery, but then your little one had broken your nose with a toy car? Or something?
Spider-Man, actually.
It was a Spider-Man. Yeah. And we were just like, geez, what a kick in the guts after a successful surgery.
That's coming out on his 21st birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, it has to.
Yes. 100%.
And I would bring it out by telling the story and then simply swiftly breaking his nose. How have you been doing since then?
Look, I think since then I've managed another surgery and a round of radiation. So, look, I'm not doing brilliantly on that front, but I've just wrapped up the radiation and sort of in the best, I suppose, headspace that I've been in a long time. I'm just glad it's over.
Well, I was looking at, I follow you obviously on Instagram. You're also a friend, but I love some of the stuff that you, you know, talk about your treatment and let people into your world and people that wouldn't necessarily know what you're going through. And one of your posts recently was almost there, penultimate radiation treatment complete. One lonely session lies ahead and then the chance to recalibrate and conquer this thing they call life. Landing the 1 in a million brain cancer is awful on a special scale that's reserved only for the sick and the scared. But living in Australia, having access to world class health facilities, etc., is the very definition of luck. And we were just talking about how you could possibly see the positive and see how lucky you are in a situation where you must feel so incredibly unlucky.
Yeah, and I mean, don't get me wrong, I've definitely got days and probably too many of those days where I sit there and do a bit of, you know, why me? And I will even admit to having walked down the street and gone, why not her or him? Mm. You know, poor strangers, why am I wishing, you know, horrible brain tumours upon them? But I do feel really fortunate to live in Australia. One of the things about bad health is that you reach out for people with similar experience because you do feel really lonely. It was one of the reasons my husband and I reached out to Carrie so quickly. We felt so alone and no one else was doing this. And so I'm part of some of these sort of online forums for people with the same brain tumor as me. And I look at particularly the Americans and the way they talk about it, and Americans whose kids have this tumor, who are, you know, both parents are working two jobs each, desperately saving for the surgery and having to put off when they should have that surgery for their child because they can't afford it yet and their insurance doesn't cover it. And I think, you know, it is an incredible luck to be born into this country where we have Medicare and a world-class health system. Like, that is incredible luck.
So for people that don't know, can you explain to people, brain cancer comes in many forms, but what it is that you've been going through? What's been particular about yours that has made it such a one in a million situation for you?
So I'm a funny one in that I technically don't have brain cancer. I've got a benign brain tumor. It just grows in a really, really bad part of the brain. So it grows almost in the dead center of the skull, which makes it incredibly hard to get to. And the way it grows and the things that it affects means that it can be life-threatening. So as soon as it gets to a decent size, it's going to start hitting important stuff very, very quickly. They're quite rare. They usually occur in small children or much older people.
Right.
So I've just managed to be a total weirdo and nice pick it up at 31.
Yeah, that's unique.
Yeah,
like, don't they always tell us to be
special.
Unique?
Yeah,
nice
to be special.
And you're young. What are you talking about? You're right in the demo. You're youthful.
I meant young more in the under 18s as opposed to.
So, I mean, but it's fascinating some of the stuff you were telling me. I thought I understood this world and you just fully enlightened me to things I didn't understand. Like when you had your first surgery, how about how you couldn't regulate your thirst? So the area that it was meant that your body couldn't tell you if you were thirsty or if you were drowning yourself, I guess, with too much liquid.
Yep, exactly. And actually now, following the second surgery, that's me permanently. I take medication to tell my body how much water it needs and how much water to retain, because otherwise my body doesn't know anymore because it doesn't produce a hormone that tells you when you're thirsty and when you're not.
I get a similar thing when I've been drinking and I don't know how much I've drunk.
Have another glass of water is the rule. Okay. When in doubt, have another glass of water.
Absolutely. Great advice. Jamila, stick around. We want to chat to you a bit about the future women events all around the country. So more with Jamila Rizvi next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So for you, how do you, you know, I know you're someone that likes to stay focused on the future, and I know you're also someone that gets shit scared like all of us have been before and many people will in their life when they go through something like this. What do you focus on? How do you look ahead? What's in your horizon that keeps you moving forward every day?
It sounds really trite, but the primary one is family, right? I think you do kind of recalibrate your world a little bit when you get really sick, and people talk about doing mad stuff. You know what I mean? Like moving to the other side of the world, getting divorced, changing everything. When I got really sick, I changed nothing. And to me, that was a reminder, a really, really stark reminder that I was incredibly fortunate that I'd created this life where I just wanted to keep living the life I already had. Yeah. I didn't actually want to change anything. I love my work. I've got a wonderful husband and extended family, and that kid of mine just gets better every day. So for me, it's a deep determination to try and stay alive for him. And I don't really get any say over that. You know what I mean? Like I know we like to think about the power of thinking positive and all those sorts of things, but in the end it's just good luck and bad luck, right? Who gets what? So for me, it's more focusing on doing what I'm doing, making a positive contribution. Anyone who's read my tweets about the election might question that. but trying to just enjoy what I've got while I've got it, because, again, it sounds so trite, but you genuinely don't know what's going to happen to you the next day.
No.
So doing your best to try and enjoy today, I think, is the most important thing.
I saw Raffy on your Instagram playing doctor the other day. How much does he get about what's going on? Is he...
He gets more now. When I first got sick, he was about 2.5. He'll be 4 in a couple of weeks. So he gets a lot more now. And actually, it's one of the things psychologists recommend when a parent gets sick is that if you've got a small child, buy them a doctor's kit, because there's something empowering about being the scary person, if you know what I mean? Because in his little world, the hospitals are scary, the doctors are scary, what's happening to mummy? And he feels powerless. But the idea of saying, well, no, you're powerful, you can help fix things, is really good, except that he always diagnoses me with bees in my ears, which is a recurring problem that I'm very distressed about. And he keeps giving me a blood pressure of 2. I'm like, mate, my blood pressure's 2.
Things aren't looking
things
good.
Are over.
I feel like bees in your ears is terrifying.
It is terrifying. Well, at least that can actually happen, right?
You can get bees in your ears?
I Googled it.
No way.
Yeah, I've had a lot of time.
Have you also checked your ears to make sure that it... Imagine if he's been right this whole time.
That's going to be horrifying if it turns out
Jamila,
he's correct.
I'm so sorry. We've misdiagnosed you for years. You've actually just had bees in your ears.
Oh, my God. Dr. Ruffy, he knew. He knew.
I saw you post a pic of your final radiation treatment, and Tommy didn't understand the mask that you had on there about what you have to
wear. Looks like something from a Kanye West concert, to be honest.
But slightly less cool.
Slightly less cool. But you also had your playlist. What was your final song you played?
I didn't choose them. No, I did not.
Great choose.
So what happened
was... We have really critiqued your song choices and they weren't yours.
I love them.
You've got to give cred to the radiation team at the Epworth Hospital in Melbourne. Because I went in on my first day for radiation and the first 2 days they played this kind of like waiting to die music. That was like classical awfulness. And I was like, oh, this is great while I lay there. Day three, I was in straight after lunch and they accidentally left their tunes on. And so when they came in to get me, all the staff were like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And I was like, no.
Play that
more
again.
Of that. Give me the fun stuff. They were belting
Elton John,
out the
I'm
Star
Still Standing
is Born soundtrack that day. So I got a different soundtrack every day, depending on which radiation oncologist was on staff.
Amazing. But how good's music, though? That is the one thing when you're
it's
in an environment like that, you're on all on your own. It is an incredible distraction.
And I got a real eclectic mix, depending on whose taste was going. And, you know, like, I think a little bit of the cause is great, guys.
A little bit of a flashback.
Are you... You're still working your ass off. Can you tell us about the Future Women events that are coming up?
Yeah. So I'm the editor at large for Future Women. And the last few months have been spending all my time writing articles from bed. But I'm finally back out and about with them. We're doing a great partnership with Westfield, which is all about motherhood and the realities of motherhood and the change that comes with motherhood and how that's different for different women. So we're doing a bunch of different events with absolutely fabulous women. We're going all over the country for these events with Westfield. And I think if you're a new mum or you're thinking about motherhood or you're a more experienced mother who wants to engage with some of that stuff and feel a bit normal, that's what we're going to be there for.
Oh, great.
Awesome. Well, you're welcome here anytime.
Oh,
you're
thank
an
you.
Absolute, yeah, we just love you here. Mm. Go check out the Westfield Women in Conversation series throughout the country, throughout May and June. All the best with everything. Keep kicking ass the way you do. And, all the best for the future.
Thanks, team.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Same, but backwards.
I like it, Tommy. You're on the edge of your seat. You're ready for this one. Carrie, how are you feeling?
I've had to go under hypnosis because of what you've put me through this game. I went and had treatment the other day to try and erase some of the anxiety I feel around this game now. All of your cheating has really started to stress me out.
Do you know what's great about hypnosis?
Yeah.
You know how you go under and you don't really know what they're saying to you?
Yeah.
I bribed your hypnotist and I said, tell her she can't remember the names of any of the songs when they're played backwards. So let's see how well my money
is. But at some point during this game, I'm going to bawk, bawk, bawk like a chicken.
All right, a quick score.
Have you ever gone under?
Oh, no, it scares me.
Yeah, no, I haven't either. I don't really believe it. I haven't been to a hypnotist.
But you've seen those shows.
What shows?
Have you seen a hypnosis show live where they get people up and...
Yeah, that's what I mean. They go, bawk, bawk, and they end up like being a dog on stage.
It's pretty good. Anyway, okay.
I just think it's drunk people have gone, oh, this will be fun.
Yeah, yeah. I am one off drawing level.
Mm. Yeah, and today I'm not going to give you the answers. I fall into this trap all the time.
Let's see if that actually happens.
Head buzz.
All right, here we go. Song number one. She's trying so hard not to sing it.
Yeah, I know it, the song, but I don't know who sings it.
No, damn it.
Can you play it one more time?
Yep.
I can't get it.
Both out?
Yeah.
Oh. Akon, Lonely. Yep.
Oh. Lonely. So
lonely. All right, let's see if you have better luck with song number two.
Tommy?
Tommy's in.
It is Coldplay. Damn it.
Almost again. I can't be quiet. Play it again. It's only play at the moment. Bad Liar by...
She's gone.
I don't remember.
Five? You can give me another 5 seconds.
Two,
I can't remember.
One.
Imagine Dragons?
Oh, she's out, bro. You gave her
one. I'm going to tell you.
Yes, it is.
On the buzzer. Counts.
Why does she get such a slow countdown from five after you've already given her, like...
My hypnosis is telling words to him.
There we go. Yeah, I've been hypnotized. 1-0 to carry. Song number 3.
Did Sonda pick him this week?
No.
No.
Okay. Very familiar songs.
Man, I know, but they're not.
Can you play it again?
Just a bit here.
It's not Taylor Swift me, is it?
No. Don't have a guess, Tommy?
I've got no idea. Play it again.
No, so is that you want to have a go or not?
Play it again.
You always say play it again.
I don't know who it is, Buzz. I'm really sorry.
Justin Bieber, Baby.
I was like, is it Camila Cabello? Is it Mabel? Is it like?
All right, it's still 1-0, 2 to go. Tommy, you can still win this. Song number 4.
Tommy.
Oh, Carrie, I've got it. Carrie.
Tommy has buzzed in.
Well, I go. Is it Jump Around? House of Pain?
No.
Oh gosh.
Is it Run DMC? It's Tricky.
It is.
The hypnotist works.
We have got one more song, and I do want to play it. So this is.
Oh mate, why?
No, you'll see why. You'll see why.
Is this? I've already won.
Yes, you have. But here's song number 5.
Harry. Spice Girls.
Yep.
If you want to be my wannabe.
I wanted to play because Monday we give away our first chance to get to London to see the Spice Girls with us.
Buzz. Yes. I've already actually been telling people they can come.
Well, how many are you up to?
47. Is that okay? It's a really good in with girls.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I caught up with a mate the other day and she told me something which I think might be a little life hack for single people out there. Or actually, even maybe people in couples. So if you get drunk, what's your favourite thing to eat?
Chips from KFC.
Yeah, something hot and something a bit kind of greasy, right?
Salty, yeah.
Yeah, so good. Well, her penchant is for sausage rolls. Loves a sausage roll, loves sauce.
Oh, yum.
And it was late at night and she got home and she was a bit pissy and she thought, oh, I really can't be bothered going to the servo. Because I'd have to walk to get a sausage roll. And then she goes, oh, I might be able to just knock off two things with one thing. No, Uber Eats. She was like, she didn't want to pay for the Uber Eats thing. And there was a guy she'd been chatting to on Tinder. And so she thought, well, I'm feeling a bit kind of loved up as well.
I'm feeling hungry in both ways.
Yes. I'm hungry and thirsty. And so she thought maybe I'll message him and see if he wants to come round. And of course, he was like, I get what's happening here. He was like, are you kidding? As any guy would be, if they get a message at one of them, are you kidding? I'd love to come around. Oh, good. And she goes, hey, just one more thing. I was wondering if you could pick up a sausage roll on the way around here and sauce, please. And he was like, okay, that's fine, sure. And she lives in apartments. And she said the closer and closer he got, the more she just felt like a sausage roll.
I was going to say, there's a way this story can end that is just so fabulous.
So she gets down. He goes, oh, I'm out the front of your apartment. And she walks out the front, opens the security door. He's standing there, sausage roll in hand, grease dripping down his head, excited. Frothing, you would say. And she opens the door, gives him a kiss, and he's thinking, "This, can this get any better?" She grabs the sausage roll and sauce, backs away, slams the door, and goes back up to her apartment. Oh. And he said, "Five." I was like, "Surely, if you're that dude, you go. Not only is that fine, it's great. It's a great story. Awesome. You walk away, maybe with your tail between your legs a bit, but what a fun thing to tell your friends." No, you know what happens? She gets up there.
He started ringing the doorbell.
No, it didn't ring the doorbell because doesn't even have the apartment number. So they've just been. So she goes, but gets back upstairs and she's halfway through her sausage roll and her phone beeps and she looks and it's a message from him saying, "Hey, are you coming back?"
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
When we look back upon the week that was, we reflect on the moments that made Carrie and Tommy rapt or roar.
Because you want to kick off?
Sure. I mean, I have been raw most of the week.
Whoa.
And I can't see an end in sight to the pain that I'm suffering.
I didn't know this was going to be so full on. This sounds like a close.
You're lucky that I'm here next to you. Because I'm so shitty.
At the moment, it's not feeling. Wow. This is not feeling lucky.
I've had to field text messages, people walking up to me in the supermarket, calls from friends.
Yes. Saying what? Just you look good.
Have
great stuff.
I had my lips done.
And now we can clarify for everybody. Yes.
I had a reaction to something. Is my lip getting all swollen?
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
but it's all tingly.
It's been like that for a while.
We do have a good one coming up.
You know how you often get your lips done? Have you had
any? I've never had my lips done.
Have you done recently? Because I actually thought it could have just been that. I thought, Carrie's got some sweet new lips she's rocking. I actually said to Sonda, I said, you know the swollen, infected look? It's working for her.
Say Carrie has not had her lips done, and I apologise unreservedly for implying she has.
That was a lot to remember in one go, mate.
Say it.
Why? When you just said it out of your perfectly cosmetically enhanced lips.
You're going to hear from my manager.
Why not your surgeon?
The answer is still no, no matter how many times you tell people I've had them done.
So are you going to go and get them reduced a bit so people stop asking the question?
Can you do a reversal?
Yeah, I reckon. What did your surgeon say when you were getting them done?
I haven't had them done. Okay. Stop it.
Mate, I'm raw. Because you say that the words I said about your lips may have caused you a bit of a grief.
Yeah.
What about, sticks and stones, that old wrong. What about the physical actions that you've done to me? The thing you made me do today.
Last week, Addy was sick with the cold.
No. I'm not doing it. You're going to try and make me suck snot out her nose and I don't want to do it. This is disgusting.
Sonda brought in this little contraption. Okay. I'd never seen one of these things before. And then at the other end is something you suck with and you suck out their snot, but you don't suck the snot into your mouth. It gets absorbed into a little padded thing in the middle. I just got all the little boogers out and they all went in this tube and I didn't have to touch any of it.
Hang on. Addie's not here.
No, I know.
What?
So I want you to suck out my snot because I've now got a cold.
Okay, I'm going to give it one aggressive suck and then we're never doing this again. And you owe me big time.
One.
Yes.
Two. No.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah.
Where does that rank on the scale of, remember when I made you sniff Evie's rabbit that she used to shove down her throat?
You know the only thing that saved that was a notion of innocence surrounding it because it was a child.
Yeah.
This was a fully grown woman who was sinned many times and I've been breathing in her brain air.
Let's not end the week on a downer, though, guys, because we're all wrapped because that's a spicy meatball tour. We give away our first tickets on Monday when we are back. Amazing. If you haven't downloaded the Hit app or your local station app, do that because Monday we give away our first trip to London to see the Spice Girls, then over to Bologna with Husey and Kate.
And Buzzy, is it true that to enter the competition, all you have to do is suck a goober out of Carrie's nose?
You can do it if you want. We're back on Monday with that trip to London.
The spicier the better.
Have a good weekend.
Bye.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.